Test 78, section 2, question 23. And here we get, it says, which one of the following arguments is most similar to the reasoning above? So this is a parallel reasoning. And here I would check and see if kind of our conclusion. It says, one can learn a lot about what makes a spy fail, but very little about what makes a spy succeed. So we can know about A, but not really about B. So I looked at the answer choices, and A says, since, but those who did not participate at all, neither succeeded nor failed, didn't really seem very similar. B, so people are more likely to hear about other people's conscious motives than their unconscious ones. I don't really like it, but maybe if everything else is horrible. But if the venture had been a measurable goal, then it would have been possible. I'm saying if it had been, it would have been. It didn't say you can do A but not B, so I don't really love C. So while the number of those called teachers is large, the number of those who teach is even larger. And that's not similar at all. And then, but since no one can investigate what does not happen, it is impossible to discern what would have happened had someone not intervened. Well, that's not really saying you can do A but not B. I said, you know, answer choice B seems the most similar, but I'm going to check E if B isn't good. So I said, okay, now let's start and see if the passage is similar to B. And then if so, we'll take it and go. If not, we'll check the other answers. So it says, a spy fails by being caught. And it is normally only through being caught that spies reveal their methods. Okay, so they fail if they get caught. And only when they get caught do they reveal their methods. So you're like, okay, makes sense. So the successful spy is never caught. So a successful spy, nobody ever catches. So the available data are skewed. So basically we have weird data. One can learn a lot about what makes a spy fail, but very little about what makes a spy succeed. Oh, so it's saying because success is going to be unnoticeable, we really only know about, we learn about what fails, but we don't really learn about what succeeds. So now we look at our answer choices, and we start with B, because that was the closest conclusion. People who are aware of their motives can articulate them. So if you're aware, you can articulate them. I guess that's kind of similar to if the spy gets caught, then they get noticed. But unconscious motives are usually impossible to acknowledge. Unconscious motives, you can't really acknowledge them. So people are more likely to hear about other people's conscious motives than their unconscious ones. So you're more likely to hear about A than B. Yeah, it's actually pretty similar. It's saying you're likely to learn about the spies that fail, but not the ones that don't. So B is pretty good. And so I said, I like B. And this would be one where you'd probably want to look and see where your time is. If you're pushed for time, just take B and go. If not, then you could look at the others and basically kind of eliminate there. But if we look at these other ones, A, like I said, I didn't like the conclusion. Of those who participated in marathon, some succeeded, some failed. So that's a decent start. But those who did not participate at all, neither succeeded nor failed. Well, that's really talking about a totally different group. It's not just comparing success and failure. So A is out. C, it's unclear whether the venture succeeded because the criteria are undefined. So that's saying you don't really know whether it succeeded or not. But if it had a measurable goal, no, that's not really similar because it's not saying you don't know about one group, but you do know about the other. D, a teacher is someone who teaches. In addition, there are people who teach but are not called teachers. So while the number of those called teachers is large, the number of those who teach is even... That's just not even similar. That's not talking about you do know about group A but not about B. Because someone intervened in the conflict, the effects of the intervention can be discerned. So someone intervened, so we know. But since no one can investigate what does not happen, it's impossible to discern what would have happened had someone not intervened. That's actually decent in the direction, but it doesn't come up with a final conclusion that says, therefore, we know more about what does happen than what doesn't, or something like that. And so B does turn out to be the best thing that we get because it matches the most with the original passage.